yesterday we started discussing the Shagas Aryeh about Sfiras HaOmer. And when the Shagas Aryeh said, well, wait a second, Sfiras HaOmer shouldn't even enter in terms of Tadav Shein Tad, in terms of which mitzvah takes precedence between Sfiras HaOmer and Birchas HaMazon and Kriya Shema. Well, Sfiras HaOmer, according to Rov Poskim Bizman HaZeh, is only Drabanan. The other mitzvahs are Doraisa, so Drabanan should automatically take a back seat to the Doraisa. So Shagas Aryeh wanted to suggest that that's not true, that we don't take Drabanan / Doraisa into account when determining what to do first. Whether it's Drabanan or Doraisa is irrelevant. And his raya was from our Gemara. What was the raya from our Gemara? Because our Gemara had a discussion, what comes first, the bracha of Bar Piagafin or the bracha of Kiddush Hayom, right? That was our Gemara's discussion, where Beis Hillel says that the bracha of Bar Piagafin comes first, and Beis Hillel had two reasons, and Beis Shammai said the bracha of Kiddush Hayom comes first, and Beis Shammai had two reasons, and we said that the reason Beis Hillel needs a second reason is since Beis Shammai had two reasons, you need Beis Hillel to have two reasons, otherwise it wouldn't be even. Beis Hillel would lose if he didn't have two reasons also. So says Shagas Aryeh, well, Chora, Beis Shammai has a third reason that doesn't get mentioned, namely that Kiddush Hayom is De'oraisa, Bar Piagafin is only De'rabanan, so that should swing things in favor of the Beis Shammai. Elamai or Raya Brura, says the Shagas Aryeh, that De'oraisa De'rabanan doesn't make a difference in terms of Kedima, that it won't matter a single bit in terms of Kedima. So then the Shagas Aryeh said, well, wait a second, is that really true? Are we necessarily dealing with a Kiddush Hayom that's Da'oraisa? Maybe we're dealing with a Kiddush Hayom that's only Derabanan, because we're talking about someone who already davened in Shul. So if you already davened in Shul, then the Kiddush is only Derabanan. So he says, no, it would still be a good Raya, because Beis Hillel never made such a chilek. Beis Hillel never said, oh, you'll say Birchas Bar Piagafin before you say Kiddush Hayom, assuming that you davened in Shul already, and therefore they're both Derabanan. But if you didn't daven in Shul, then the bracha of Bar Piagafin comes last. Now, Beis Hillel never said that. He just said across the board, Bar Piagafin always comes first. Sounds like even for someone who didn't daven, and therefore his Kiddush is Da'oraisa, still the Bar Piagafin comes first. You would still say the Derabanan comes before the Da'oraisa. So we left off the question yesterday. Shagas Aryeh raises the question, V'im Tomar, Hagufa Tikshilach, Kivin the Kaimelim Kalatadir, or Kalam Kudish Mechaver, Kodim is Chaver, Afal Pisha Kol Shal Torah, Kolshkin Sharoi Liktam Shal Torah, the Makudish Valm Tfela Shal Sofer. He says, why does this make any sense? Meaning, if I'm right, says Shagas Aryeh, that we don't take Da'oraisa and Drabanan into account at all, why don't we take Da'oraisa and Drabanan into account at all? No? Very strong question. We have a whole discussion. What matters more? Whether something is tadir, whether something is makudash, what matters more? Says Shagas Aryeh, I could think of something that matters more than both of those things. Namely, whether it's Da'oraisa or Drabanan. Why would we say that a Drabanan that's done more frequently would beat out a Da'oraisa that's done less frequently? So he says, V'yeshlomar dihi hanosenes. Mishum kilusa de divrei sofim al divrei Torah zui takanasu lahaktim tadir didei l'sheino tadir shal Torah. He says, no, that's exactly the point. Because the Rabbanans are more lenient than Doraisas, that's why the Rabbanan has to come first. What? Tadikala tadir amakudish tekadmi einon el bebeiz mitzvos tzarech lahaktim tadir o makudish lechavirta. This whole idea that a tadir or a makudash comes first is always about having one come before the other. Like when you have two tefillos to daven, mincha or musaf, mincha is more tadir, it comes first. That means when you're gonna daven, you decide you want to daven. What do you got to daven first? Whatever is more tadir. Let's say you decide, you know what, I'm not up to davening now. Right now I'm enjoying I'm enjoying lunch. I'll daven after lunch. I have a minyan. I'll go to later. So should we say, no, what's more tadir, lunch or mincha? You know, the lunch is just matzoi. Mincha is a chiyuv. So mincha is a tadir and lunch is a... So mincha has to come before lunch. Do we say such a thing? No, there's no such thing like that. Or, you know, whatever it is you're doing, work. I'm in the middle of my work day. I'm in a daven mincha, whatever, a few hours into the afternoon. So you say, no, but work is a rishus. Mincha is a chova, so mincha's tadir, and therefore you should have daven mincha first. No, the whole din of tadir is, right now I'm going to do the mitzvah. So since I want to do the mitzvah right now, which of these should I do first? Now both mitzvahs are on my plate because I want to do it. So which one should I do first? But if I'm not up to the mitzvah, I'm not holding there. I don't want to do the mitzvah right now. I'm not interested in doing the mitzvah right now. I'm going to do it later. That's my plan, is I'm going to do it later. I have a minyan I go to later. That's what I'm going to do. So then we don't apply the whole concept of tadir. So said by Dvar Rishus, Kodim Shishpah Lesson, but there's no issue of tadir. So he says, V'achi nami linin kachim, damrin kol tadir amakudish kodem, hainu dafka brotza lahakriv. Same is true by karbonos. We say, whichever karbon is more tadir or more makudash, you do first. That's only if you're interested in bringing karbonos right now. But does that tell you that first thing in the morning, got to bring kavanas right away, because tadir, makuda? No, because I have a ball game that I play in the morning. So I'm coaching a softball team, let's say. So you're going to tell me that, if you want to bring carbon, you better bring the carbon before you go coach softball, because bringing the carbon is tadir and it's more makudish than softball. No, softball's a dvar shus, it's lo baba cheshbon. I'm going to, you know, when I go to do karbanos, the tadir should beat out, the makuda should win. But it's not about just making it the first thing you do at all. You want to go do dvar shus, go do dvar shus. It's just that. When it comes time for tefillah, make sure the more tadir tefillah comes first. When it comes time for a karban, make sure the more tadir comes first. Ah, so says the Shagas Aryeh, Nimtza, ein mailas tadir makudash ela b'mitzvah al chavirta, avalo legabe dvar harishus. The whole concept of tadir makudash is only when you have two mitzvos, not when you have a dvar harashus in the picture. We're not going to say tadir v'sheinu tadir about a softball game. V'kiven t'shal sofrim kalin mishel Torah, havelei neged divrei Torah kedvar harashus. Now, since a drabanan is more kal than a d'oraisa, klape a d'oraisa, we consider every drabanan like a dvar harashus, as if it's not an actual chiyuv. Again, negid divrei Torah, it's considered like dvar shus. Hilkach emaktim shel divrei sofer makalim l'shel Torah chamurim ein kan zilus l'shel Torah. That's dafka why you're allowed to do the drabanan before the daraisa. Why? Because the drabanan before the daraisa is like doing a dvar shus before a daraisa. Are you allowed to do a dvar shus before a daraisa? As long as you plan on doing the daraisa later, yes, you're allowed to play softball before you daven mincha. You're allowed to have a dvar shus before a daraisa. Davle kemakdim dvar shus l'shel mitzvah v'aslan ba hilkal chaz the tikkun rabanan ken daraisa tikkun deliktim tadir de divrayan l'sheinu tadir shel Torah kiven deim kan zilus l'shel divrei Torah. Once we take away the zilus of the divrei Torah, the bizayon to the divrei Torah by being makdim the drabanan, so when we say that it's not a zilusa at all, being makdim the drabanan is like being makdim a dvar rishus. So mele we can follow the tadir midrabanan over the eno tadir mishal Torah because it's considered like a dvar rishus. Good. So that's Shagas Aryeh's analysis. So now there's a lot to digest over here that Shagas Aryeh says that's not so pashut. Yeah.
What's that line called? The tiknu drabanan ki indiras tiknu. What does it have to do with? So he's saying, maybe it is a
Doraisa,
maybe, I don't know.
That Tadiv Sheinu Tadiv is by Doraisas. So he says, when the Rabbanan are Misaki in a mitzvah, so they'll also be Misaki to do the Tadir mitzvah before any other mitzvah. Meaning, when you're dealing with two Doraisas, so then it's in Tadiv Sheinu Tadiv Kodim on Doraisa level. So when the Rabbanan are Misaki do a mitzvah, they'll call it a full-fledged mitzvah with all the rules, including the rule of Tadir. That counts as part of the rules of Tadir.
I'm following. Why don't we apply a mitzvah to Rabbanan? You're saying it's a Rishus. Compared to the Doraisa, why don't we apply the concept called the Tikkun Rabbanan and the Doraisa Tikkun? Why don't we apply that? No, it's the opposite. It's actually a Doraisa.
So that's one of the things I was thinking also, that it's a very interesting tightrope he's walking. He says the mitzvah Rabbanan is a Dvar Arashus, right? And therefore it should precede the Doraisa because it's more Tadir? What do you mean? You can't have your cake and eat it too. If you're going to call it a Dvar Arashus, well then you can't call it a Tadir. If the whole heter to do it first is that it's a dvar shus, then you can't say, oh, but it's a tadir, so therefore it's going to come first. That's a little self-contradictory. Right? That's one issue with this Shagas Aryeh. Certainly that's one issue with the Shagas Aryeh. I think that's a very strong question. The other issues with the Shagas Aryeh is, first of all, Shagas Aryeh is assuming that being a d'oraisa does not necessarily make something mekudash. It does not necessarily mean that would not be the definition of Mekudash. But by the way, just before we get into that, where else do we have something that's a mitzvah becoming considered a Dvar HaRashus, all of a sudden turning, morphing into a Dvar HaRashus because you want to do something else. So we have by Osig Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah. It's a major question that the Rishonim ask. Osig Mitzvah is Patim in a Mitzvah, and we have a limud from Pesukim, Osig Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah, right? From the Pesukim in Kriya Shema. So the question that all the Rishonim ask is, and if we didn't have a limud from Pesukim, then what would I have thought? That I'm supposed to be superhuman? That I'm supposed to do two things at one time? It's not possible. How in the world? Assuming that Osig Mitzvah Padim is a major machlok Rishonim, but assuming Osig Mitzvah Padim and Mitzvah only applies when it's not possible to do both, when it's Yef Shalakayim Shneim, let's work with that assumption. It's machlok Rishonim. Let's work with that assumption that it only applies when it's not possible to do both. Well, then why do I need a limud in the Torah to tell me Osig Mitzvah Padim and Mitzvah? Of course I'm Padim and Mitzvah. I can't do both. I'm a human being. So the Ritva writes, no, Chiddush Osig Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah is that when you're Osig in one mitzvah, every other mitzvah in the world morphs into a Dvar HaRashus. That every other mitzvah becomes a Dvar HaRashus. And the halacha is that once you're doing a mitzvah, it is usur to abandon that mitzvah for a Dvar HaRashus. Therefore, the Chiddush Osig Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah is that it's usher to abandon a mitzvah that you're involved in to go do another mitzvah. Why? Because that other mitzvah is not a mitzvah right now. It's a Dvar HaRashus. So much so, the post can even discuss, if you go and do that other mitzvah, you mekayim a mitzvah. Because maybe it's only Dvar HaRashus, even once you stop the first mitzvah, because you prematurely abandoned the first mitzvah. So when you go do that second mitzvah, maybe you're not even mekayim the mitzvah. But that's what this reminded me a little bit of. That it becomes a Dvar HaRashus. So he says, a Din D'Rabbanan is a Dvar HaRashus, klape a Din D'Oraisa. So Mele is not a bizayin to the Din HaTorah, to do the D'Rabbanan first. But Tadu V'Shein Tadu tells us that we should do the D'Rabbanan first. Now, in terms of the assumption that he makes, take a look at the Tzlach in Maseches Brachos. The Tzlach, Nadav Yehuda, writes, on our sugya, it's the same exact sugya, appears in Maseches Brachos. I think you pointed this out right when we first learned the sugya. The same exact Gemara, word for word, appears in Maseches Brachos. So the Tzlach of Maseches Brachos raises the following. He writes, "Havada shekiddush hayom u'dvar Torah." Same kasha that Shagas Aryeh was bothered by. Wait a second. How could we even discuss whether Bar Priya Gavin should come before Kiddush or Kiddush before Bar Priya Gavin? Kiddush is d'oraisa. Bar Priya Gavin is d'rabbanan. End the story. Nothing to talk about. Zak the Tzlach. Granted, Kiddush is d'oraisa. But Kiddush Alayayin may only be Drabana. Vishitas Rav Poskim Sheinu Dvar Torah. Vimkein Mishu B'Midbar Vein Lo Shum Kos V'Lo Pas Havadish Al Kol Panam Utalav Chavos Kiddush Al Torah V'Chuyiv L'Kaddish B'Li Kos. So if someone is stuck in the middle of nowhere and he doesn't have any bread and he doesn't have a kos of Yayin, so what do? Do you say Kiddush or you don't say Kiddush? In the middle of nowhere. Say Kiddush. Just without a kos. Is that so pashut, what the Tzlach is saying? In order to be Yotzi Kiddush mi Doraisa, what do you need? On a Doraisa level, to be Yotzi Kiddush.
A mouth.
What do you need to do? Thank you. What do you need to do?
Say Shabbos is awesome.
Say Shabbos is awesome. You need to daven. Why, if you don't have a kos, and you don't have pas, would you say the bracha of Kiddush? You wouldn't say the bracha of Kiddush, you just daven. Is there any advantage in actually saying that bracha of Kiddush? That bracha, l'chora, only applies if you happen to have a kos. But the Tzlach HaSum is not that way. He says you would still have to be mekadesh b'li kos. Sounds like the bracha you'd have to say. And he says, how could Beis Hillel say that the wine causes the Kiddush to be said? You would say the Kiddush anyway, even if you didn't have wine. Very strange, no? We could argue, no, you wouldn't. You would never say the bracha of Kiddush if you didn't have wine. You would just rely on Shemon Esrei. This whole bracha was only nitka and alayayin. V'reafilum leka yayin tzricha kedush shetayamer. V'gam altama sheni deka amri Beis Hillel shayayin tadir. This is the part I wanted to focus on for now. And as far as Beis Hillel's other reason, that wine is more tadir, we saw the sugya in Zvachim where we discuss which one wins, Tadir or Mekudash. Ulufam Riata, Mashu d'oraisa mikri mekudosh neged shehu midrabanan. There it is. Mashu d'oraisa mikri mekudosh neged mashu midrabanan. What's he saying? The definition of mekudosh includes a d'oraisa over a drabanan. D'oraisa is more mekudosh than a drabanan. So what's Beisil's whole taina? Bar Bria Gafen should win because it's Tadir. Beishamah should shoot right back at Beisil. What are you talking about? Kiddush Hayom is Mekudash. Which one wins when you have Tadir versus Mekudash? We don't know. Gemara leaves it unresolved in Maseches Vachim. That's the Tzlach Ha'ara. However, he says, but if you assume that you're already Yotze Kiddush Daraisa and davening, then you understand very well what Beisil is saying. Then his Tadir works because you don't have a Mekudash, then Kiddush would be knocked down to a Drabana. So Zok the Tzlach, Lufi Zay Yotze Lanu Davar Chadash. Turns out a big Kiddush. What about women who don't daven Marav and are Chayiv in Kiddush? What order should they say the Brachos in? Well, this is a big chiddush la'alacha he's trying to suggest over here. He says, really, Beis Hillel's whole svara that tadir wins only works if both brachos are d'rabanan. But if one of the brachos is d'oraisa, then that one's going to win, because then Beis Shammai's got that additional svara on his side, and Beis Shammai would be correct. If kiddush hayom were d'oraisa, Beis Shammai would win. So a woman who doesn't daven Maariv, says the Tzlach, who is very interested in this topic of women who don't daven Maariv. We already saw from the Dagum Ravava earlier in the year. If a woman who doesn't daven Maariv, so when she says Kiddush, it's D'oraisa. So for her, she should say Kiddush before Bar Bria Gafen. Wow. Why? Why should she say Kiddush before Bar Bria Gafen? Because D'oraisa beats out of D'rabanan. Why does Darais be not Rabban? Because Darais is Makudash, Rabban is less Makudash. Gevaldik Achidish of the Tzlach. Now, I saw in the Sefer Sukkos Chayim that I was mentioning to you before, he quotes from a Sefer Migdonos Eliyahu, Simon Hay, whose Miyashiv as follows. Miyashiv as follows. Meaning, again, the problem with the Tzlach is, first of all, he's making an assumption that every Doraisa is automatically Mekudash. Second of all, he's assuming that Beis Hillel's Tadir V'Sheino Tadir would go away if the Birch Sayom were Mekudash. Well, why is he so sure of that? Maybe Tadir is better than Mekudosh. We don't know that Mekudosh is better than Tadir. So why would it go away? Why would it go away if the Birch Sayyom were Mekudosh? So that kasha is not really such a strong kasha. Why is that kasha? And this is what the Megadonis Elio says. The kasha that they ask on the Tzlach, that he's making an assumption that if the Birch Sayyom were Mekudosh, that would beat out the Tadir, but the Gemara is not sure whether Mekudosh beats out a Tadir. That's not really such a strong kasha. Because the Gemara is not sure if Mekudosh beats out the Tadir when those are the only two factors. But what happened in our Gemara? In our Gemara, we had Beis Shammai with two Svaras, Beis Hillel with two Svaras. One of Beis Hillel's Svaras was Tadir. Beis Shammai never mentioned the Svar of Mekudosh. So if we could add the Svar of Mekudosh, what will we then have? Three Svaras for Beis Shammai, two for Beis Hillel, and then Beis Shammai will win. The two that he says in the Gemara, that the Yom is Gorim, that the Yayin is here, and that the Yom came first, that the Kiddush Sayom started earlier, and Mekudosh. So that would make it uneven again, that would allow it to win. And that's what the Shagasari says explicitly against this Tzlach. I mean, that's what the Shagasari says explicitly, and that's probably what the Tzlach means. Yeah.
Can we define what Mekudosh is? Meaning, is a Mekudosh objective Mekudosh or a subjective Mekudosh? Meaning, some people find the mitzvah of, let's say, Chanukah candles, very holy, like a very, very holy thing, more holy than maybe putting on tzitzit?
I think Mekudesh has to be defined objectively, not subjectively. I think like Kachim Kalim, someone loves Karban Shlamim much more than Karban Chatas. You know, everyone loves Karban Shlamim more than Karban Chatas. Karban Chatas is very unfortunate.
Very two derais. What about a derabanan that maybe could be more Mekudesh because maybe pursuing an Issa?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a different argument now. Now you're saying because of halachic inyanim relating to the mitzvah, maybe pursuing an Issa should make it more Mekudesh. Okay. It's hard to know. It's hard to figure out what would define something as Mekudesh.
Definitely
I think so. Rabbi Kivega raises the following suffix. You're in the middle of a meal, chayvim birchas mazon. Before benching, you go to the bathroom. Okay, so you come out of the bathroom. Now you're chayvim asher yatza. What do you say first? Which one is tadir? Asher yatza is tadir, right? What's the other cheshbon? Why would you say birchas mazon first? Mekudesh. Why is it Mekudesh?
Is that over? This test is
so rice.
Also over. This birchas mazon is sort of a time for Ashiyatzar. Even if you remember 3 hours later, but you still don't have to go to the bathroom. So
good. Even leaving aside that cheshbon, though, you're right. Even leaving aside that cheshbon, Ashiyatzar is rabban, birchas mazon is raisa. So, Rabbi Kivega says, it's totally exactly on that shayla, on tadir or Mekudesh. On that shayla in Zvachim. How do we paskin? So the Gemara leaves it unresolved. So how do we paskin? So what do we say when you're not sure what to do? So we paskin is a shir tziyaktim. Whichever one you want to do first, that's the one that you do first. That's what Rabbi Kivega writes. Now, in the Sefer Sukkos Chaim, he points out that both Rabbi Kivega and the Tzlach are assuming that a din d'oraisa is more Mekudash than a din midrabanan, and therefore would have a din of kedima, legabe a din d'rabanan. So he points out this is a machlokas haposkim. The Tzlach, in his other sefer, his most famous sefer, what's the Tzlach's most famous sefer? That should be right behind me somewhere.
Tzlach.
No, come on, he has much more famous sefer than Tzlach.
The
correct.
Picture.
It is Nedv Yehuda. Ah, very good. I left you a picture there. Yeah. But Tzlach in his Nodeb Yehuda has the following shayla. Should have done this a couple of weeks ago, this shayla. Sheela. Im ha-molad shel Rosh Chodesh Adar haya be'erv Rosh Chodesh va'az kol hazman Kiddush Levana b'Purim. Let's say the last time to say Kiddush Levana is Purim night. Ba'ofen shelel yadalit shelel kriyas ha-megillah hi laila acharon sheyicholim l'kadesh ha-levana. So Purim night is the last night for Kiddush Levana. If you don't do it tonight, you're not doing it at all this month. And it's been cloudy all month. You're in the middle of Megillah and the clouds disperse. And through the window of the shul, the moonlight comes into the shul. And it's going to get cloudy again in 5 minutes. Im yesh la hafsik be'emtza kriyas ha-megillah l'kadesh ha-levana ki ulayim yamtinu at sof ha-kriya tischas ha-ba'avim. Should you stop in middle of Mikra Megillah to go say Kiddush Levana because you're going to miss out otherwise? Unbelievable, no?
Yes.
What do you say?
Yes, for two reasons.
Yeah?
First reason is because Kiddush Levana is deraisa,
Nei Kiddush is deraisa. Kiddush Achodesh Zarai. So this is some remnant of a remnant of that. It's definitely drama.
Okay, so that's knocked out one.
Okay.
So
what do you say, Tadir?
I say because both maybe Megillah is the only Iker mitzvahs are in the day.
So, very good. So. He mentions that and he mentions that, right? He talks about the Tadirus of Kiddush Levana over Megillah. Then he says, well, wait a second. What do you mean Ikra Mitzvah during the day? What kind of mitzvah is Mikra Megillah? Kiddush Levana is Durabanan. What's Mikra Megillah?
Rabbi says Midivri Kabbalah.
Oh, Midivri Kabbalah. At night or at day it's Midivri Kabbalah, or both?
Day.
Only by day.
Yom.
At night, it's Rabbanan. So first he says, well, Kiddush Levana is only Drabbanan, Mikra Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, so maybe Mikra Megillah should win because it's Mekudash. Mekudash. Unbelievable. Not only a Doraisa over Drabbanan, even a Divrei Kabbalah over Drabbanan is considered Mekudash. But then he says, wait! Mikra Megillah at night is not Midivrei Kabbalah. Mikra Megillah at night is only Drabbanan. So we're back to Drabbanan versus Drabbanan. He writes, Ve'ein Lomar. Don't assume that Tadr v'Sheinu Tadr is only when both are even with each other, as opposed to Kiddush Levana Mikra Megillah, where Kiddush Levana is Rabbanan, Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. After Kiddush Levana Tadr, we call Yesh Hakta Megillah, and therefore we should do Megillah for that reason. Don't say that. Why not? Because he says it's not really Divrei Kabbalah at night; it's only Midrei Rabbanan at night. But again, he works with the assumption that generally speaking, a Doraisa is more Mekudosh than a Drabbanan. And a Divrei Kabbalah is more Mekudosh than a Drabbanan. So at the end he says, V'nashav l'dvareinu lahakdim kiddush ha'levana. We should do kiddush levana. We should do tadir. V'od ha'megillah v'adai lo yavar azman v'alevana al-kalpanim yesh safik shemet tischas abavim. Your cheshmen from before. Megillah will still be here when you finish with Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana may not be here when you finish with the Megillah because it may be covered by the clouds. You may lose out. The Zman may pass you by. U'bishar yimos hashana im b'tchilas halayla ha'levana zarachas v'yesh lefneinu kriyashma u'birchoseha v'kiddush ha'levana im yesh od shnayim u'shol shalayla shekulei hayi ein loch sheyichas v'anon kol leilos kriyashma adiv mitrei taimi. Says, what about throughout the rest of the year? You didn't have a marav yet. You still got kriyashma birchoseha to do. And the moon is out. He says, well, if there's still another few days where you could technically do Kiddush Levana, you don't have to worry that you're never going to see the moon again, that it's going to pass you by. So Kriya Shema should definitely come first in that case. Why? Why should Kriya Shema definitely come first? Doraisa and Tadir. Good. Two for two. Right? He says, Mitrei Taimi. Two reasons. Doraisa and Tadir. But if you're worried it's a forecast to be cloudy, etc., then yesh lachtim kiddush levana. V'chein ani noi kama pa'amim l'kadesh halvana kodim tfilas mariv. Says, and that's my minhag, do kiddush levana before mariv if the moon is out. And I'm afraid that there's not going to be a moon later. Pnei Yeshua Maseches Brachos says, the fact that we say kiddush aliyayin midrabanan, he says, u'bekol duchto mashma bepshitus. Everywhere we always assume, as a davar pashut, that daraisas come before a drabana. We don't listen to tadir at all. So again, Pnei Yeshua also assumes this way, like the Shagas, like the Nadav Yehuda, like Rabbi Kivegrin, unlike the Shagas Aryeh, that daraisas come before drabanas. But like we said, the Shagas Aryeh disagrees. Good. So that assumption that the Shagas Aryeh makes, that Doraisa versus Drabanan doesn't matter, L'chora, is a questionable assumption. Now, Shagas Aryeh thought he had a Raya, and he even had a Svara, that the Drabanan becomes a Dvar HaRashus, but we weren't so impressed with the Raya or the Svara in the end, right? Because if it's really a Dvar HaRashus, then you shouldn't be allowed to do it, you know, then you shouldn't be allowed to call it Tadir, if it's really a Dvar HaRashus. Is there any other Svara that a Drabanan may in some way be more Mekudosh than a Doraisa, or as Mekudosh as a Doraisa? So there is a concept that Chazal have, Chavivin Divrei Sofrim Yosar Miyena Shel Torah, that in a certain sense, Chazal were happier with Divrei Sofrim. They were more excited about the Dinim Drabanan than they were with Yena Shel Torah, with the actual content of the Torah. Because that was their contribution, it was their Chiddush. And therefore it has a certain sense of Chavivus. Now, is Chavivus the same as Kedusha? I don't know about that. I mean, you were saying before that Presuminisa probably has a healthy amount of Chavivus. All the mitzvahs of Presuming Nisa, who doesn't get excited for Ner Chanukah, for Mikra Megillah, is definitely great Chavivos. Gemara Megillah even has such a svar, Trei Kali Lo Mishtame, won't apply to Mikra Megillah, because there's Chavivus HaMitzvah, you want to listen. You want to hear. So you're Nota Ozen a little more, you're paying a little more attention for Mikra Megillah. But I'm not sure that that's the same as Mekudash. Pashto seems to be more like the rest of the poskim, not like the Shagas Aryeh. That a Daraisa L'chor should be more Mekudash than a Drabanan. Now, taking a step back and just sort of returning to the Gemara over here a little bit. What does the Gemara say? Basil has two svaras. Right? The Gemara says Basil says we're mvarich al yayin and then we're mvarich al yom. Why does wine come first? Two reasons. So Tad is one we've been talking about all the time. What was the first reason that Basil says wine comes before the yom? So he says that without the wine, yayin is gore l'kiddush shateyamer. Without the wine, you wouldn't be saying kiddush. You only say kiddush when you bring out the wine to the table. Now, Beis Shammai. What does Beis Shammai say? Now, what's Beis Shammai's far?
They
causes the wine. What? Beis Hillel just said the wine causes the day. Beis Shammai says the day causes the wine. What causes what? What are they arguing about? They're both right. You don't say kiddush till you bring out the wine. You only bring out the wine because it's a holy day. What are they arguing about? What's the nekudas hamachlokas over here? So in the Sefer Sukkos Chayim in Siman Yud Gimel Anaf Dalid of the Chelik on Perek Arvei Pesachim, he suggests 1, 2, 3, 4 different approaches to understanding the machlokas b'sham b'sil over here. I don't know how many we're going to do today, but we'll start. First of all, he says, Ikur svaras pluktayim. It seems that the basic svara of their machlokas is that Beis Shammai holds we're interested in the inyan habracha, which is the kedushas hayom. You can't say the wine causes the kedushas hayom. Why can't you say the wine causes the kedushas hayom? I mean, we're not interested in the bracha per se. We're interested in what the bracha is about. The bracha is about the fact that today is a holy day. The wine doesn't make today a holy day. If you're in the middle of a midbar somewhere and you have no wine, guess what? It's still going to be Shabbos. It's still going to be Yant. We can't say the Yayin is more Tadir than the Kedusha of Shabbos either. Why does Beis Shammai ignore the Tadirus? Because the wine is not more Tadir than the Kedusha. The wine is more... The Bracha on wine is more Tadir than the Bracha on the Kedusha. That I'll grant you. But the wine is not more tadir than the kedusha atzmo, the kedusha itself. Why not? How often is there a kedusha sayom of Shabbos and Yantif? So is it once a week? Once a week Shabbos comes. Let's say Shabbos starts 7:22. At 7:23, do you have kedusha Shabbos? 7:24? 7:25? Well, I'm not going to keep going, but you have right. You got it. Kedusha Shabbos keeps it, so there's Kedusha Shabbos. It's hard to call Yayin more Tadir than something that is not a moment in time, it's a Hemsheikh of time. So the Kedusha HaShabbos might be more Tadir. And that's why Beis Shammai is not swayed by the Tadir argument. So, yeah, Beis Hillel, the Bracha of Bar Biyagavit is more Tadir than the Bracha on Kedusha Sayyom. I'm not interested in the Bracha. I don't think we look at the Bracha. We look at what the Bracha represents. The Bracha represents a Kedusha. And Beis Hillel says, no, we're looking at which bracha to say first. So don't pay attention to the Kedusha, pay attention to the bracha. You can't say the bracha of Kiddush is goreim the bracha on Yayin. That's not true. The bracha that we say of Kiddush is not goreim the bracha of Yayin. It's clearly the opposite. The bracha of Yayin is goreim, that now because you have Yayin, you could say Kiddush with this special bracha as opposed to just relying on your Shemona Esrei or Shabbat Tavata. So Beis Hillel says, I'm looking at the bracha. Oh, and that's why the Yayin is goreim the bracha and the Yayin is more Tadir. Because in terms of a bracha, Bar Pi Agafen happens more frequently than the bracha of Kiddush. And it's so meduyuk in the Lashon of the Gemara. Eshami says, Mevarich al Hayom. Why? Mipnei Shehayom Gorev Liayin. He does not say Shebirchas Hayom, that the bracha on the yom is goring for the ayin. Ukvar kidesh hayom va'adayin yayin loba. What do you mean kvar kidesh hayom? We're talking about a bracha over here. No, Beishama is not talking about a bracha. The bracha is a manifestation of the kedushas hayom. What we're interested in is the kedushas hayom. It's hayom goring. So that's the dagesh. The emphasis is on the yom. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says, and then aliyom. Why? Shag ayayin gorim. What's the lashon? Ayayin gorim le kiddush sheteyamer. Le kiddush sheteyamer. That le kiddush, that kiddush should be said. What do you mean? If we're talking about the kiddush sayom, it should be shayayin gorim le kiddush sayom. But it's not. It's shayayin gorim le kiddush sheteyamer. He's focused on the bracha. And that's why it's a tadir v'sheino tadir as well. Beautiful, no? That's one explanation. Chasam Sofer Sukkah Daf Nun Vav. Get there in a couple of days in the Daf Yomi. Chasam Sofer Sukkah Daf Nun Vav explains a little differently. We have machlokas if kiddush al yayin is daraisa, or kiddush below yayin is daraisa, and it's only midrabbanan that you need yayin. But min haTorah even betfilah is good enough. Says the Chasam Sofer, maybe that's the machlokas b'shame b'silam. This is an interesting style of learning. There's a certain style of learning where people like to take machlokasim in like rishonim or achronim and like say, oh, that was really the machlokas tanaim the whole time. It's not always a great way to learn a sugya because somebody's going to end up holding like b'shame. There used to be a drush sefer that the style was to take different arguments in Tanakh between different biblical figures and say, ah, the machlokas Rambam Raivin is really the machlokas Yosef and his brothers. You know, there was a sefer like that where it made a machlokas Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro was really machlokas Rambam and the Raivin. And they asked Rav Chaim for Askama on the sefer. And Rav Chaim said, you got to take out that piece, that's apikorsis. Because you're saying that that there's MS to the argument against Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe MS is Sarasa MS. It's Apikorsis. The Sefer exists with Reb Chaim's Haskama, where it says in Reb Chaim's Haskama, you got to take out that piece because it's Apikorsis. Piece is still there because it was too late, it already went to the printer. But it has Reb Chaim's objection noted in the Haskama. I forgot the name of the Sefer. You can probably find it online fairly easily. But anyway, Chasam Sofer says, maybe the machlokas b'sham b'silel is exactly the machlokas whether you need yayin midaraisa. B'shamay holds min haTorah, you need kiddush al yayin. So therefore it turns out the yom is gorim everything, because it's only because of the yom that you have to bring the yayin, and the yayin is not tadir at all because we don't find any yayin da'oraisa other than this. Shama again, he holds Kiddush on Yayin is Doraisa, but that's it, that's the only Yayin Doraisa you find. So Kiddush Hayom and Kiddush on Yayin have the same level of Tadirus, because it's only Kiddush that causes a Yayin Doraisa. So whatever, the fact that we have wine for a Bris Mila and a Shevabrach, that's all Matzoi, that's not Tadir. And Mela, the Birchus Hayom is better, because it's Goreb everything. Beisil holds, no, min haTorah, you're already yotzei in tefillah. It's a din d'rabbanan to say kiddush al hakos, because of the chavivus of yayin. So it turns out that yayin is goring the kiddush, because otherwise you would rely on what you said in tefillah. So yayin, therefore, is also more tadir than kiddush, because we're dealing on a d'rabbanan level. And everything is d'rabbanan. The kiddush is d'rabbanan, the yayin is d'rabbanan. So you have yayin d'rabbanan all over the place. By Mila and Shevbrach, you always have yayin d'rabbanan. And that's why the ayin is more tadir. And that's why the Gemara's kasha, my davar acher. Well, once you already said the yayin is goring the kiddush, So obviously it's already midrabanan, and mainly we know that it's more tadir. So that's the Gemara's question. Why does Beis Hillel have to quote a second answer? So Beis Hillel is just doing it to match up with Beis Shammai's two, to make sure that he has two also. Even though in a chanami, it's obvious. And once you say Yayin the Gorim the Kiddush HaTeamar, so you're saying the Yayin is Drabanan Mela. Once the Yayin is Drabanan, so how many times do you have Yayin Midrabanan? All the time, by every bris, by every shavuot, every chasid, every. So all the time you have Yayin Drabanan. So Mela, it's more tadir. That was the Gemara's kasha. Okay, creative approach of the Chassam Sofer. I don't love it for two reasons. First of all, I'm not a big fan of taking a Machlokas Rishonim and saying that's Machlokas Beisham Beisilo, because someone's stuck with Beis Shammai. And second, he's also assuming that Tadirus would stop mattering if one were Daoraisa and one were Darabana. Right? He's assuming against the Shagas Aryeh. Okay. We saw a lot of people assume against the Shagas Aryeh. He was assuming like his father-in-law, like Rabbi Kiveger. Fair enough. But it's against the Shagas Aryeh. We'll share one more approach, I guess. Another possibility that he suggests from the Sefer Vehayei Bracha, we've discussed many times already, the concept that Prima Gadim says, and others are Mechadesh, and Chaschinuch discusses, it's really a Tosfos, Mesech HaSukkah, if the Torah tells me to do a mitzvah, and the Rabbanan come along and tell me how to do a mitzvah, that it could be that if I don't do the mitzvah exactly the way the Rabbanan told me to do it, I'm not even Yotzei Yadav Daraisa Lo. Right? We always talk about that concept. So he says, maybe they're arguing about that concept. When you have mitzvah say Daraisa, that you can do it in many ways, but the Chum say, no, do it this way. Are Yotzei mi Daraisa if you do it a different way? Or do we say, no, the Rabbanan have reformulated the Daraisa. Once Rabban goes to do tafka this way, doing it any other way is not even a kim daraisa. So he says, maybe that's machlokas. Over here you have mitzvah daraisa, zachris yom shabbos kacho. Kiddush hayom b'knisaso, even without a kos, is the mitzvah daraisa. The chacham said, do it ala kos, tafka ala yayin. So Basil says, hayayin is gorim the kiddush. Without yayin, even if you daven, and even if you say Shabbat tatova all day long, you wouldn't be yotze even on a daraisa level, because you didn't do it the way the Rabbanan told you to do it. So Mele Yayin is the entire Siba of the mitzvah. But Beis Shammai holds a mitzvah d'oraisa is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So if you say Shabbat Tetav, you did the mitzvah d'oraisa, even after the Din Rabbanan. So the Yayin is not the Siba. Right? The Yayin is not the cause of the mitzvah. The mitzvah could be done even without the Yayin. Mele, the Yom is the cause of the mitzvah. Okay, I guess we'll stop there. He has one other approach, but we'll stop with that. Ezra, tomorrow, maybe take a look at that Chak Yaakov and the Shevet Alevi and Rav Salvechik Nari Kedem. We'll talk a little bit about Sfiras HaOmer. Some very nice inyan about Sfiras HaOmer and Tadivus.
Should we give a Tanalacha on Kirshavana? On whether or not, what are the ramifications for saying Kirshavana?